Well, hello there. This is Gina Scalpone, and you're listening to the Gina Scalpone Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Glam Harris. Download my freebie right now. Head to the link in the show notes for a guide on how to turn your passion into your business. Or head to glamharris.com/passion to get your freebie now. Okay, let's get down to business, my friends. Recently, I opened the doors to Glam Harris Academy, my signature course. It's a 9-week group implementation program, and class started this week. Woohoo! While my doors were open, I got on a free 15-minute coaching call with many multi-passionate small business owners. Do you know what we all have, what they all had in common, and what we all have in common? We're multi-passionate entrepreneurs, meaning we have more than one way that we like to make money in our business. Why? Why are we like that? Because we're creatives. It's totally normal. And guess what? You can most definitely make money from your many passions. You don't only have to make money from your one passion. I'm going to give you an example of my own business and two other small business owners. Are you ready, my friend? Let's go. I have a ridiculous passion for fashion and anything, I'm air quoting, extra or dramatic regarding the beauty world or my beauty routine. I love 6-inch stilettos. I love dramatic false eyelashes. I love long nails. I love big pink hair. 10 years ago, I had this idea to offer an appointment that I later called wardrobe editing to my existing clients. Why? Did I have a fashion degree? No. You know what I did have? I had passion for it. At the time, I had an assistant working for me. Her name is Christina, helping with me uploading my blogs on my website, helped me host spa parties, she was editing my videos, helping me do payouts for my freelancers when we did wedding parties, among many, many, many other things. In fact, when she left the company, I replaced her job with 4 other people. That's how much we grew. I offered 3 different clients a free wardrobe editing appointment. If I could bring Christina with me to record the process, then I could use it for my marketing material. So they agreed, and away we went. My regular hair clients would see those videos I post on my blog, on my website, and online. When they were in my chair, I would bring up my new service and ask if they seemed interested. And I talk to them about it, share with it. Oh, did you see that video? It's on my YouTube. If they seemed any bit interested, I'd say, hey, can I send you a link to the video so you can go check it out? Check out what my new service is. That's how I started incorporating a new passion for my business and then marketing it to my existing clients. Then, after my clients would hire me for a session, when they started paying me for the services, I'd send them a survey. When I got that testimonial or survey information back, I'd ask if I could share their feedback online so others could see how great and transformational the service actually was. I did the same thing every time I pivoted my business or added a new service or product. So I have a system and I know it works. What the heck does this have to do with you? You might be thinking, yeah, Gina, that's nice and all, but what does this have to do with me? If I can do it, so can you. If I can pivot and iterate my business, so can you. Don't be shackled by what you've always done. You know my motto, what got you here won't get you there. Remember I mentioned earlier that I had 2 examples of other small business owners that were multi-passionate, but only doing one of their passions daily? Okay, well, I'm going to share 2 specific examples. These are fresh off my brain because I got this information from these business owners just recently when I had the doors open to Glam Harris Academy. I get on free coaching calls to see if Glam Harris Academy actually is the right fit for them. So I get to know more about them and their business. So I'm going to give you an example about one gentleman. He's a stylist. He's been a stylist for 20 plus years. A few years ago, he used to work 4 days a week behind the chair and travel around to educate other salons with his cutting experience. He loved it. Now, fast forward a couple years, he's not educating at all, and he's working 5, 6, 7 days a week behind the chair, barely getting any breaks. Not because he necessarily needs the money. I didn't get that indication. It was more that he had the time, the clients wanted it, so he just didn't say no. Actually, the day I actually talked to him, I believe it was a Monday, he's like, oh, I'm going out on my day off to accommodate clients I couldn't accommodate earlier that week. When I asked him if I could wave a magic wand and dream up the most amazing business, what would your business look like? And this is what he said. He said, I'd go back to only working 4 days a week behind the chair, and I'd work on being an independent educator, traveling 2 to 3 times a month, educating salons all over the states, all over the world. He also said, that's my 15-year plan, more of an exit plan. If you know me at all, you can imagine what I said to him what I responded to when he said that. I said, we're not guaranteed 15 minutes, much less 15 years for you to fulfill your dreams. You can most definitely work on this now and make it a 1-year plan or a 2-year plan. This is what I suggested to him. 3 simple steps. 1, fine-tune that one-on-one client schedule, meaning you only take clients Tuesday through Friday. Draw a healthy boundary. No coming on your day off for your clients, no matter how much they beg or how much you want to take the overflow. Not up in here. Then you have 3 entire days off a week, so you could just breathe, think, strategize, and start executing on your new game plan. 2, you start showing up on the platform that your ideal client, where your ideal client is, to promote the service or the product you want to sell. In this stylist's case, his ideal client isn't another hair client, so he's not marketing his cuts and colors and character treatments. It's a salon owner that wants to hire him and fly him to their salon to teach the stylist in the salon advanced cutting techniques that he knows that he can teach. This is 2 days a week. He's working on creating content, writing the week's social media post, looking for his ideal client. And 3, rest. He gets 1 entire day to rest, and then rinse and repeat. I hope you're liking this podcast episode so far. So my friend, if things are stirring up, I want you to send me a message on Instagram. Go to Glam here. Send me a DM. Say, hey, I listened to your recent podcast episode. This is very interesting. Okay, here's one more example. Her name is Kate, and she just joined Glam Hairs Academy. Woohoo! It's very similar to the last example I just gave. Kate is a seasoned stylist. She's been a stylist for over 10 years. She also has her massage license. She wants to do both. Currently, she's working way too many hours. She's staying late for clients to accommodate them. So she hasn't really had time or the bandwidth to start incorporating her other passion and her other license, which is massaging. She really wants to do that, but she just hasn't. She's been hesitant to take too much on because she has some health issues and her self-care routine is very important to her, so she doesn't want to feel overwhelmed. The great thing is she's going to get all the support, strategies, and accountability that she could possibly need inside the program. But let's just say she didn't join the program. I'd give her the same advice I gave the advice to the gentleman that I just gave the example of. 1, fine-tune that one-on-one client schedule, meaning you only take clients Tuesday through Friday or whatever the schedule is that you want. You draw the healthy boundaries, no coming in on your days off, no staying late for them, no matter how much you want to do it or how much they beg. Then you have 3 days away from clients behind the chair, so you can breathe, think, strategize, and execute. 2, you start showing up on the platform where your ideal client is to promote the service or product that you want to sell. So in Kate's case, it's the benefits of a massage. It's client testimonials after they get a massage. It's how she's got a one-stop shop. You come in after a long day of work, you get a massage and then a haircut. So she'd be promoting this type of service, cross-reference the massage, the haircut, while she's has her days off from being behind the chair. She's got 2 days of work, 2 days a week to work on creating content, writing the week's social media posts, looking for her ideal client online. And then she's got 3, she got rest. 1 entire day every day, 1 day every day per week. Then rinse and repeat. Friend, if you have more than one passion and you want to make money with it, download my freebie. Go to glamhairs.com/passion or go to the show notes where I shared the link. I really want you to download it because I think it will really help out. All of us are multi-passionate entrepreneurs. I've talked to hundreds of other stylists and small business owners. We all are in the same boat. I want you to be able to take your outside passion and incorporate it into your business with your existing clients. If I can do it, if all my other students can do it, so can you. Thank you so much for listening, my friend. I hope you have a wonderful day. Mwah!